The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Double four, 2 00.
Good morning, Sixpence Building Society. Can I help you?
Yes. Good morning. This is Mr. Colcloughs speaking of 9 Jubilee Terrace, Brindley Bunk. It's just a query. I'd like to speak to the manager, Bernard, somebody or other.
I'm sorry, Mr. Simpson's not available at the moment.
Is that Mr. Bernard Simpson?
No, it's Mr. Graham.
Graham? Is there no Bernard? Cleans the windows? Well, thanks for your help. Draw. Well, I'll be blowed. A window cleaner.
Mr. Critchlow?
What is it, Duck?
I've cut my finger.
How did it happen? Suppose you've broken something. Hope it's not one of them china teapots. If it is, I'll stop it out of the wages.
It was a cup. Has Anna been fettled proper?
Oh, I see. You've had enough of packing. Suppose you can fettle like nobody's business.
That's right. It runs in the family, does she? My mother fettled, and her mother before her. I'm desperate to fettle. My life has no meaning if I'm not fettling. Now, where's your first aid box?
Oh, let me see. I did have one somewhere. Oh, here we are. It's on the chatty side, but I dare say you'll find something for suit.
Call this a first aid box? It's a disgrace.
Hey, hold the foot up. This is a pot bank, the noose, not City General. Like I say, if they want that, they'll have to catch a buzz.
I know where the City General is. Now, where's your bandages, gauze, liniment, antiseptic, cotton wool? Don't you know it's laid down what you should have?
Hey, listen, Stroppy. That laid down stuff went out with Ark. We have to produce these days, not pour it on about what's laid down or dinner. It's production this country needs, you know.
Oh, aye. And say this cup goes septic. What do you reckon that costs? Looking after folks has its profit side, you know. Neglecting health and safety in a clever.
Where are you? A bloody nurse or summit?
As a matter of fact, I am a bloody nurse, with a bloody finger. And this first aid box won't do, Mr. Critchlow.
Oh, Sib. I've missed you. I hardly slept all the voyage, you know. Weeks just dragged by. As soon as we docked, I was over the side. I've thumbless all the way. I spent all my money on phone calls. Kid most last night down in a motorway cafe. Tell me I've not been fooling myself. You do feel the same as I feel.
It comes over me in waves, Peter. My legs go like jelly.
Sib, are you talking physical or emotional?
What are you talking? I mean, have your jabs worked? Mine have them all clear.
I'll never be clear.
Oh, you will, Peter. This penicillin's wonderful stuff.
It's the shame of it. I feel I ought to be punished. It's my conscience resisting the cure. I need somebody who won't walk away.
I shanna walk away.
You will. If I'm still...
When we met on that bus, I stayed on till your stop. Do you know that? My stop had won before. But I stayed on.
We both needed a crutch. We were both walking wounded. Now you're in the clear.
You must be an all. After all this time, it's over 6 weeks. If you've been having your jabs. This is just an excuse, isn't it? It's you that wanted the crutch.
I want to stay with you, Sib. Please let me stay. I've signed off the ship. I need to get my head together. You said on the phone your mum had left you in charge. I thought we could have separate rooms till I'm sorted out. I don't want to go home. Your parents live in Prestatyn. You can't have what I've got and live in Prestatyn. In a bungalow. A sheltered estate. It's not on.
Oh, Peter. Don't punish yourself. You're just punishing yourself.
Please, can I stay?
I've got a girlfriend.
You don't mean... It hasn't turned you...
No, a pal. But she has one room and I have t'other. I'd have to chuck her out.
Hiya, Dad. Are you summering?
Oh, Wanderer returns. Hello, who's they got with thee? How what? Grandson, eh? By heck, you've got some bonny cheeks on you.
We've been out, Rick. I take him a trot out most mornings.
I thought you'd have been here with your bags afore now. You're welcome home any time, the nurse, Wendy.
Oh, it's okay. I've landed up at Sybil's. She's got house to herself. Man, she does have a phantom boyfriend. Gets phone calls from it all hours at night. And from every place on planet. New York one day, ocean liners the next. Any day now, it'll be long distance from outer space. Where would you go, Dad, if all you had to do was say, beam me up, Scotty?
I'd be marking me run out in Adelaide. What that chuddering on about our Wendy? Hey, set little Nev down on me knee. Hey, how just like having two mothers at Amy Champion, eh? Hope they're not spoiling thee.
Spoiling him? He loves it. He's like a dog with two tails.
Does thee dad take thee out now and again, eh? Now, once your grandpa gets use of his legs back, he'll take thee out. Get thee boxing, playing football and fishing.
You'll have him a right little yobbo. And Nev wanna like that.
Ah, well, he don't want to turn lad into a Nancy. Then host the mum's back at the pot bank, does they?
Cheryl said. I'll put kettle on.
Listen, I want to ask thee something. Hey, tiger, don't poke your finger up me nose. Go on then, go on and have a crawl. Hey, this mate of our Mark's, this Bernard, didst thou know he were a window cleaner?
You what? A window cleaner? Where'd he get that weird idea?
I inquired at his office. The only Bernard they knew were a window cleaner.
Oh, I know that, Bernard. Trots round town with his chamois and his little pointed ladders.
Oh, so it's not our Mark's, Bernard?
No, he's a manager.
Not at Six Towns Building Society, Anna.
Well, he manages summit at Six Towns. I know that for a fact. He asked me to go for a dirty weekend with all other managers.
What? This sounds like a rake carry-on. What does this fly-by-night think me family is? Private bloody harem for him and his sort.
Oh, keep your sense of proportion, Dad. Don't be so
out-fashioned. Out-fashioned? It used to be called decency. Having a sense of decency. Well, what's his second name, this Bernard?
I don't know. It never come up.
Has he got a second name? Or is that being old-fashioned? Knowing who folk are, where they come from, what's at back on them.
Ask our Mark.
I'll not let on. More likely he didn't know come to that. All me family's eighth bait.
He must know.
No must about it. Chap's got him dazzled. It's a wonder he ain't calling him Saint Bernard.
He must know, because he does his car, doesn't he? He's a client at the garage. That's how they met.
Bloody hell, you put your son to a trade, nobody's safe. Hey, that's it. He'll have his name, Bernard Bluer. He'll have this Bernard's history.
Our Mark's boss? He'll not let on.
Nay, of course not. He gets into the club, does Bernard Bluer. I'll have a quiet word with him.
Oh, don't meddle, Dad. What good will it do?
It'll do me good. I can't just sit here letting things go to pot. And listen here, Wendy. Not a word to your mum. I'll get me facts straight first. Get the dope on this Bernard.
Dope? Don't you mean dirt? Ain't that what you're expecting to find? And I shan't say out to me mum, because in case you've forgotten, we're not talking to each other, are we? Hello? Come again, Dope. Helen Sinclair? Yes, he is. Just a tick. It's your union, a lady from legal department.
Lady?
That's right. Well, are you at home, or shall I tell her you'll only speak to Arthur Scargill?
Give it here. Hello, Raymond Colclough speaking.
Hey, that left brin,
that's putting thee back into that digging right enough.
Oh, Ray, how do we? Oh, just heading the spud patch over. It's been a good crop. I'll put it to beans next year, God willing.
I'm hoping to be able to work my garden next year, maybe. I reckon serious crickets are goner, but a bit of digging shouldn't be beyond me, so I'll be after a tip or two.
You're welcome, Ray. You don't mind if I carry on? I promise myself I'll have this done before dusk.
Well, if you have got a minute, I've just had a phone call an hour or two back from the union solicitor.
Oh, eh?
It's my compensation. At long last, they seem to be getting a move on.
Oh, that's good news.
It's likely they'll be in touch.
With me?
That's right. I mean, you're my star witness.
Of course.
Any road, I've told him you saw it all.
Well, it wasn't so much the seeing, was it? I mean, it's more being part of it. You know, me snapping back on the track, me going to retrieve it. The coal truck, you taking fright, thinking I was in danger.
Thinking?
Well, seeing then. Seeing as I was in danger.
Seeing's the word, Bryn. It's important we get these words right.
Oh, I realise that.
They latch on to words, twist them. These cold-board lawyers aren't paid to hand out compo to anybody who's asked for it the most.
I know.
You'll need schooling, see. schooling in how to put things, what words to use. It all has to be crystal clear.
I'll do my best, Ray. Don't worry. I can't promise more now, can I?
Ah, that's all I expect, Rin. Well, I'd best get in for me tea. Don't let Elsie Oatcake catch you bending. She doesn't like seeing a man's energy being chucked away in a garden.
No chance.
Anybody home? Can I come in?
Three. Oh, of course you can. There's a sausage to spare if you fancy stopping for tea. Oh,
they look delicious, but I've taken a vow.
Oh, yes, I heard. You're on a bet. Fags, fatty food, sugar, all forsworn by the whole family. Who's going to win, do you reckon?
Oh, well, it's gone by the board, really. How can you check on each other? Ray and myself have been religious about diet, but Nev and Cheryl could be smoking like chimneys. And my mum's likely stuffing herself with jam tarts as usual and just being careful with the crumbs.
Yeah, more of an attitude of mind, I suppose. That's the value of it. Making a commitment.
Apt word, that. Commitment. It's why I've popped round, actually. Ray tells me you've committed yourself, so to speak, to, well, his version of the accident.
Yeah, that's right.
But you don't entirely accept it, do you?
Let's just say my memory is not what it used to be.
You'll have to make a sworn statement, you know.
Yeah, it'll be mostly the truth. What's that term politicians use? An economical version of the truth.
So it won't bother you, swearing on the Bible?
I'll swear on the Bible.
Why?
You know why.
Out of friendship?
If you like.
You'll risk, well, perjuring yourself for Ray.
And for you, Renee. I want the slate clean.
I don't like the sound of that. Where does friendship fit with that?
It doesn't.
You mustn't do this for me. I can never...
Tell me not to do it, and I won't.
I can't tell you that. It'll be kicking Ray in the teeth.
All right. I shall speak as they school me to speak. And when I've done that, the slate's clean. And then I shall feel myself free to speak to you, Renee, as I wish to speak. And I shan't need any schooling in that.
Bryn, this inner grown-up, it's, well, emotional self-indulgence.
It's truth, my love. Honest truth. Feelings, longings. Truth.
Listen, Shez, I can stop here tonight if you want.
Oh, could you, Wen? Please. Sybil won't think you're messing her about, will she?
Oh, no. Sybil has other fish to fry at the moment.
Oh, I know I've slagged you off in the past, but honest, I do appreciate what you've done this last week or two.
Oh, think now of it, sis.
Why can't Nev come home? He knows state me nerves get in. Oh, usually he's quite thoughtful.
Have you rung his school?
Oh, yeah, but it were only a faint hope. I mean, I knew he'd be on that bus. I knew he'd not miss it.
What bus?
The 12 minutes past six from Anley.
What was so vital about that bus?
Well, it was where, well, he'd arranged to make his connection. Oh, hang on, this could be him. Hello? Who? What? Never. Will you repeat that, please? Oh, God! Why won't you let folk live their lives?
What's going on?
Oh, it's Nev. He's been arrested. They've nabbed him getting off that bus. They've had him in all this time.
Who's had him in?
Oh, the police. Who'd you think? Half an ounce of cannabis. That's all we could afford. Half an ounce and they've done him.
Today's writer was Tony Perrin, who also devised the Colcloths. The serial was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.